Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. The Michigan Supreme Court, the highest court in our state, was back in session this past week, and they looked a little different. They got a new person on the bench, but also their chief justice is somebody different, and it's a very interesting choice. Justice Bridget Mary McCormick was selected by her fellow justices to lead the court, and it's a very interesting pick given the political makeup of the court.
Before you scratch your head and say political makeup, wait a second. I voted for these people on the nonpartisan portion of my ballot. Well, hate to burst your bubble, but here in Michigan, we elect Supreme Court judges that are nominated by the major parties, so they are not completely nonpartisan in that way. And Bridget Mary McCormick, the new Chief Justice, was nominated by Democrats at their state convention, despite the fact that Republicans still hold a narrow majority on the Supreme Court. So what they've tried to do to sort of balance that out a little bit is that she has selected Justice Viviano, who was nominated by Republicans, to be sort of her chief deputy justice in some ways on the court. But it is a big departure from recent years, and they've actually put out there a new hashtag, which is hashtag aggressive nonpartisanship, which is a very different tone.
Yes, this is different from how things were working on the court not too very long ago, where I would say it was aggressive partisanship, where you had a lot of animosity on the court. And it really came out in some of their opinions, where they were calling each other out in writing. And that's a difficult thing for not only the court, but for attorneys and for people that want to follow the law. Mary Masseron is a senior partner at Pluckett Clooney, and she's been an appellate attorney for most of her career. And she was a Michigan Supreme Court justice clerk during that very contentious time. She explains that when you have a court that can't really come to a clear majority, instead they reach what's called a plurality, where it's kind of like a 3 and a 3 and a 1. And when they do that, it has a far-reaching impact.
I think there were criticisms of the court at that time that it made it very difficult for bench and bar, the lower courts and the lawyers, to understand what the actual holding was, because there might be two or three different decisions that you would have to piece together to essentially figure out what part of these various decisions a majority of the court agreed with.
So while we're all talking about having a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature and what bills and laws they're going to be able to create, really the buck stops with the Michigan Supreme Court. So if they're not able to have a clear interpretation of those laws, the system doesn't quite work.
And to that point, I mean, when it comes to this idea of hashtag aggressive nonpartisanship, that will be tested, because there are a lot of hashtag hyperpartisan bills coming up before the court. I mean, think of all the really controversial bills that were passed during the lame duck session this past year. It's very likely some of those will come in front of the court. So we'll see if that actually holds up.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.